And so the intervention of the Lord is extreme in this process. And also it's where he exhibits his power over the evil in the world. The people who believe they're running this world. And he gives them a drubbing during this period. One of my hobbies is backpacking. And it's a thing that I love to do. Sandra doesn't do it with me because she doesn't like backpacking. I do it with several friends of like mind. And when you go out into the wilderness, as it were, into the woods, you realize what is important. One of your top priorities is water. And also shelter of some sort. The elements have to be you have to be sheltered from the elements. If it's burning sun, then you must be shaded. If it is pouring rain, then you must keep your core temperature above a certain amount, so you must be dry or warm in some way. And if you are not, you will die. And so we are aware, my friends and I, of the lengths to which we go to be out in the woods for a mere 3 days. Maybe 8 of us or 12 of us. All of the equipment that we take, which becomes almost idols of their own because the new stuff comes out and you all compare, and our families give us the stuff because we become very difficult to find presents for, and knowing that we do this as all this stuff. But at any rate, the idea of taking 2.5 million people through an arid region of the world, not just for days, but for years and years, for decades, is a human impossibility. And so we are dealing with the Creator here. I'm glad I had a little time with this because I confess that I have changed my mind somewhat. The passage that we're going to do is chapter 3 and part of 4 of Exodus, and it is the call of Moses. And I started this study with a vaguely uncharitable view of Moses' reaction to God's requirement. And I have changed my mind because I do see in him a genuine diffidence. He is a very humble person. And if I wanted you to take anything away from this, it would be to realize that Moses was not reluctant. He just didn't see himself in the role. He couldn't understand why God would want to use him to do this particular thing. So, let's read the text. They say it's Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this will be the sign for you, that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have observed you and what is to be done to you in Egypt. And I promise that I will bring you up out of the afflictions of Egypt, to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they will listen to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us, and now please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless compelled by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all the wonders that I will do in it. After that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And when you go, you shall not go empty. But each woman shall ask of her neighbor and any woman who lives in her house, for silver and gold jewelry and for clothing, you shall put them on your sons and your daughters. So you shall plunder the Egyptians. Then Moses answered, But behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, The Lord did not appear to you. And the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? And he said, A staff. And he said, Throw it on the ground. So he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses ran from it. But the Lord said to Moses, Put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So he put out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Again the Lord said to him, Put your hand inside your cloak. And he put his hand inside his cloak. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. Then God said, Put your hand back inside your cloak. So he put his hand back inside his cloak. And when he took it out, behold, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. If they will not believe me, God said, or listen to the first sign, they may believe the latter sign. if they will not believe even these two signs, or listen to your voice, you shall take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground, and the water you shall take from the Nile will become blood on the dry ground. But Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue. Then the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with you, your mouth, and teach you what you shall speak. But he said, O my Lord, please send someone else. This, I think, is where Moses' humility edges slightly into sin. And this is a terribly common of attributes in our character can be good, and they can have a good side to them and a bad side. And I think at this moment, he edges in. Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is there not Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Behold,